Welcome to the Internet Wasteland. Here's your host, Ari.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Internet Wasteland. I'm your host, Ari, and with me, as always, is my lovely showrunner, Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
And, today it's just us. We are going to be talking about... This one's going to be gross. This one's going to be real gross. So I'm just going to get right into it. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Patrick, have you heard of the Pony Cum Jar Project?
Pony Cum Jar? No.
You've never heard of the Pony Cum Jar Project? The My Little Pony Cum Jar Project. So a basic description of it from the creator is basically here. I have it here. Now, the project is quite old, dating back to 2014. Back then, I didn't have a girlfriend and could therefore add to the jar more frequently than today. Back then, I would add to it about once or twice a day. However, when I acquired a girlfriend, I was able to add to the jar two or three times a week. Still turned out pretty well, considering the horrific boiling accident back in the 27th of November, 2015. So, to break it down for you, Patrick... Some random dude on the internet. I believe this is 4chan. Let me just hold this. I'm just going to hold up the screen. That's 4chan, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. So a guy on 4chan. I don't remember the forum. Let me see if it says it here. Yeah, I couldn't figure out which forum it was from. So basically this random guy just started documenting this experiment that he started, where he glued a My Little Pony figurine to the bottom of the inside of a glass jar and decided to just start filling it with ejaculate until God knows. I don't know what he was trying to achieve. I don't know what he was trying to do. Maybe just seeing
if it's funny because I thought I might know what this is, but I'm actually aware of some other kind of cum ejaculate-related My Little Pony thing. I think this guy might have spawned several other people sticking My Little Pony figures in different sort of places where you could accumulate ejaculate.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I mean, maybe some tributes. People just trying to outdo the guy.
Copycats.
Exactly. So I found a couple of archived pages, as I showed you. So I can read a couple of just... These are just scattered posts. So... Sunday, January 8th, 2017. Here we have my second one. The cum looked more fresh than it does now. Here the glue had actually weakened and the Rainbow Dash figure was dislodged from its position, so I had to reattach it. So, like, I mean, this is the struggles you face when you're filling a jar with your own milk.
He's documenting it like he's observing a terrarium or something.
Exactly. So this guy proceeded to basically document this and fill it. And then what people on the internet like to call the boiling accident happened. Now, before I actually did research on this, way back when I first heard about this, it was way back when it happened, the boiling accident. My wife actually brought it to my attention. I don't know how she ended up seeing it. I don't know how we ended up. I think Gawker actually did an article about it.
This and various other forms have to have gotten a bit mainstream because I'm sort of peripherally aware of this. Well, it's not completely unfamiliar to me.
Well, that's one thing like I had to give. That's if I had to give Gawker credit for anything, it's that They did dig somewhat deep occasionally on some like really weird shit online. You know what I mean? Like Vice too sometimes, but Vice kind of straight
some
away.
Some good obscure investigations.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure Gawker was also the guys who investigated the Goatsy when I was reading up on that. So they've
helped with a lot of the source material on this podcast.
Until Hulk Hogan took them down, brother. Done. Rest in peace. So let me explain to you the boiling accident. Apparently, he left the jar near a radiator, and it got really, really hot, and it began to caramelize. He reduced it. He had to appear.
It was cum concentrate.
Created a gastrique, if you will. Apparently, he had to bury the jar because of the smell, but he transferred the pony to a new, safer jar. So that's That's what's fucking disgusting. He didn't get a new pony. He decided to preserve that crystallized sugar-coated pony into a new jar and just start fresh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking of one, like the process of like burying that in the backyard like a body in the middle of the night.
Hey, Dave, what you doing? Go back in your house, Dave.
Mind your fucking business, Dave.
It'll be you next. It'll be you next to this one. I swear to fucking God. Go back in your house. Nothing was really set. Like, he didn't really post much. He did post a video, but it was removed from YouTube of him transferring the pony. But he did post on. Okay, so here we go. In this post I found, it was on the My Little Pony forum on 4chan. So /MLP.
Yeah.
Which is just.
I might have come across it there.
Yeah. Are you a brony?
No, but I've been aware of bronies in other capacities. That's Brony is like mainstream enough that people have done that shit on News Talk 1010. They've like. It's come up in, like, regular people's lives.
It's funny, though, because, like, anytime someone finds a really cringy brony clip, there's some furry that's just like, hold my beer.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. They could always be outdone. They're sort of lightweights in the sort of creepy costume.
Well, there's going to be a few episodes on certain members of the furry community online, definitely, because I've reading up on certain things, I've come across some degenerate shit. There's going to be some oof. But he posted, "Good evening, my dearest MLP. This might be my last update of the Pony Cum Jar project. As you will see, I have transferred Rainbow Dash and the cum into another more compact and airtight jar. I have, of course, for research purposes, recorded my transfer of the semen and Rainbow Dash, which can be found here, on a YouTube link which was removed. I will, of course, answer any questions as well as I can and try to comfort every one of you. Thank you all for witnessing the drowning of Rainbow Dash in semen. Yours, one and only, PCJP." So that was almost like a sweet goodbye to all of his
sweet
fans.
Sweet send off.
Exactly.
His swan song.
So I'm just gonna walk away from the mic. I'm just gonna show Patrick the picture of the boiling incident just to get a. I just want to see what he.
Went small.
Went small. Hold on.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I imagined, is that it would be, like, all brown. It looks like, it could be just, like, a jar of liquid diarrhea at that point, of, like, thick, like, fake, even plastic shit.
That would be a welcome surprise, considering what it actually fucking is, man.
Yeah. I would love to, if anybody asked him, like, what was the, like, what did he hope to see happen from all of this? Like, did he just, like, want to encase it in sort of, like, that rock-hard, dried-out jism? Or did he, like did he think it was going to be acidic enough to kill it? Just, like, completely destroy it?
I think this was one of those situations where it was just like, I'm going to do this because I can. I have the tools.
Well, it starts with some creepy My Little Pony fetish, because there's, like, all kinds of, like, people. I think, you know what, it might have been from another podcast called High Society Radio, and they looked up a sub that was, like, r/jackonfigs. And it was people jerking off on action figures, but it's
oh,
like...
Oh, I thought like figs, like the fruit.
No. But that I'm sure there is like an alternate version of fig jack-off forum.
I bet.
But it was, and I believe a lot of like My Little Pony things were in there, along with like sort of like those Japanese action figures with like giant titty girls and like.
Okay, that makes more sense. That's like, all right.
This guy's one of those guys who's escalated it. That's my diagnosis.
Definitely.
I'm a profiler. That's where this guy came from, no doubt.
Escalation is clearly the key, as he was trying to fill the fucking jar. But so our show now has a lovely surprise. So our show now has an actual medic. We have a medical professional. Her name's Al. So Al the Medic is now, Patrick, going to take us through the science behind the My Little Pony Cum Jar project. And we're just going to discuss it and just take it away, Al the Medic.
With the My Little Pony semen jar toy experiment. First question, why did the semen turn caramel in color? You actually almost answered that yourself, because basically it literally caramelized. So semen contains a lot of fructose and galactose. It's got a significant sugar content. So you heat up sugar, it caramelizes. That, if you've ever like literally made caramel at home, just sugar, water, heat, and turns brown.
So you hear that, so yeah.
It's because
so,
like the sugar concentrates.
You hear that, guys. So like you heard her. So if you're out of sugar and you really need to make some caramel in a pinch.
Yeah, her sort of transition from explaining one to the other was like too quick. But also, like, that's new. I didn't know it contained so much sugar.
I do.
That's why I guess girls tell you eat pineapple.
Yeah, I do have to apologize to Al just for making her fucking do this, because you can just tell that she's just shaking her fucking head the entire time. But yeah, no, let's keep going.
It's because like the sugar concentrates. Yeah, the other reason is probably bacterial growth. Even though semen doesn't technically contain bacteria, there's obviously bacteria everywhere, skin surface, surely on that guy's hands, definitely on the pony toy. So even if, say the jar, all the equipment used was sterile, he used like a sterile technique, somehow sterilized his dick, eventually bacteria would still grow just because there's even, you know, potentially bacteria in the air or, you know, dust falling into the jar, whatever. So it's just, if there's more bacteria in there, it'll be faster for it to grow, but even a small amount will eventually grow. And definitely, so if you had it on the radiator, that'll just help it grow faster, so I'm sure that was a factor. Yeah, you can see in the pictures that the liquid in the jar isn't fully consistent. So potentially it has like a visible bacterial growth on the surface, so kind of like a film. It also probably separated a bit. Semen has like a bit of fat content, some amino acids, so just like the density of the components probably caused it to separate. Yeah, the chemical composition of semen includes enzymes, so that might have helped break down the bonds in the glue holding the pony toy to the bottom of the jar. As far as what are the hazards, it's just fucking disgusting. Semen contains really small amounts of poisonous substances. So that would be putrescine and cadaverine. But maybe they would concentrate.
You're killing your girl every time you nut in her.
That's probably some of the most interesting things. I'm going to start calling it putrescine. Yeah. Bitch, eat up that putrescine.
Yeah, girl, you want some of my cadaverine?
That's so funny.
Holy shit.
But maybe they would concentrate because of, like, evaporation and just, like, the sheer amount of semen in the jar. If they reached a high enough concentration, they could potentially become effective in causing serious illness. Also it would smell like literally a dead body. The enzymes in semen, there's also protein in semen, so those enzymes break down the protein that produces even more putrescine and cadaverine. So that could concentrate even more. If you heat up putrescine, if it's concentrated enough, it could potentially lead to toxic gas emissions.
That is fucking awesome.
But that radiator would have to be
wait,
pretty hot.
If you're
I'm gonna be a cum terrorist.
So if you're like some cucked old man in Boca who hasn't nutted in fucking ages, did you start farting uncontrollably? Like, is that what you're saying?
I know. I imagine I just like builds up and your sort of like dick is sort of like just going, sort of like. Just sort of wheezing out just gas. And if you like held a girl's head in like under the sheets kind of thing for like 2 days, you could probably fill it up enough to kill him. But that's so funny if just like if someone like because, like, amount of, like, the security in the world now, how difficult it is to do anything. If, like, if you can just, like, jizz in a jar at home and create, like, poison gas from that.
It's biological warfare.
Exactly.
Man.
That's a biological weapon, and you don't have to, like, even go to Home Depot and start buying, like, over the counter stuff that they use to try and make chemical weapons. Like, that is completely under the radar.
Hey, man, you've read the Anarchist Cookbook. If you can make drugs out of banana skin, you can make a fucking grenade out of a cum jar.
Yeah. Wait till ISIS gets a hold of it. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You know those guys. You know those guys are just like...
Well, that's what I mean.
They have the brim.
They literally have, like, our most sex slaves are being controlled by ISIS and shit like that. Like, they have such a high demand, like, of the amount of testosterone and the amount of shit these guys have to relieve themselves. Like, they could be, for all we know, fucking having gallons and gallons of putrescine and cadaverine and whatever the
fuck
it
just
is.
Just powder kegs of
buried in the desert in Syria.
In the desert.
I'm gonna drop that shit on Israel.
No!
Bet. Wait till the Iranians get a hold of it.
Yeah, don't let the Iranians get the cum kegs.
That radiator would have to be pretty hot. So, like, say, for example, the radiator was really hot, the amount of semen in the jar was high enough, the concentration of putrescine and cadaverine were high enough, and he was just, like, standing over the jar, he would probably, like, pass out at the very least. But oh my god, I don't know how he could just be that close to it for that long. The smell would kill me, pretty much is what I'm saying.
All right, well, thank you, Al the Medic.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Yeah, she's gonna be coming on a lot more, definitely. That was excellent. I'm hoping one day I can get her in studio, but she's a little far. She's always off and out and about, so it's tough to do. But we're gonna move on since the theme of this episode, it's not cum, it's horses. So we started off with the My Little Pony Cum Jar project, and now we're gonna move on to a legendary internet video. Some people know it as Two Guys One Horse, but I know it as Mr. Hands.
Yeah, that's how I knew it as well. That's certainly the Joe Rogan, I believe, how he referred to it or what he said it was called, and he was like the first person I ever heard refer to this, like many sort of early internet shit. He was pretty on the forefront of that in like 2004 or 5 or whenever about this was. Are we going to find out when exactly this took place?
Yeah, so I did find the history of it. For me personally, my experience, the first time I saw this video was on, I believe it was Style Project, which we talked about in the first episode. I was just clicking through one day with my buddy, and we were just, gross. And we saw that, and it was like, holy fucking shit. And then I also remember years later when I was in grade 10, there was some Persian kid in my school that had the video on his phone, and he would go up to people and be like, oh, you want to see a picture of my girlfriend naked? And the guy would be like, yeah, and then he'd play that video. But we didn't know what surrounded it, like the lore. We didn't know the lore of it. It was just a gross video of some dude just getting it from a horse, which was fucking, it's just unheard of. I don't understand how the human anus... Like, I've taken some big poops, Patrick. I've taken some big poops, but I've seen a horse's dick, and that is, I don't see how any man can...
Well, even if you're into sort of, like, anal anything, just like the, why would you not first thing go to, like, oh, but if a horse bucks, it'll kill you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thrill. That's the thrill of it.
Like, not getting fucked by a horse. You could die standing around a horse. Why would you want a part of a horse inside your body?
Why would you want you could die standing around a horse. Why would you want the horse standing over you?
Yeah. Superman never walked again because he sat on a horse. If that horse was within Superman's body, we never would have seen him again.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So, Kenneth Pinion was an engineer who worked for Boeing and resided in Gig Harbor, Washington. James Michael Tate was a truck driver, and then there was some unidentified other men. So Pinion,
as far as I'm concerned, other members of the deep state.
Yeah, exactly. So it was mostly James Michael Tate and Kenneth Pinion. Pinion and Tate filmed and distributed zoophilic pornography of Pinion receiving anal sex from a stallion under the alias Mr. Hands. So Kenneth Pinion was Mr. Hands, the subject of the video, the man receiving. The goatsy, basically. Goatsy, maybe goatsy was a picture of him afterwards.
Oh, God, no. That would be sort of like a light sort of like teasing. That's just the tip, playing just the tip with the horse. Yeah, again, exactly. Like, don't you go of like, man, how much like elastile strength does just fucking human skin and muscles have?
Well, you're gonna
find out. A fucking horse has, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
It's not the same animal.
No, it is not. And even if I'm pretty sure horses, when they ejaculate, it's like gallons. So even if you survive the initial fucking from the horse, you would probably drown internally after, like, somewhat.
Yeah, and wouldn't you get like an infection or something? I always imagine that of just like, you think, like, people who fuck animals, they no matter what, they're probably dead not long after doing it.
After all that, you just die of, like, tetanus?
Yeah, exactly, of something. Something is going to get you. If you're the kind of person who's fucking animals, you're the kind of person who gets a hangnail and you know, uses Mexican toe clippers and gets fucking killed or something like that.
Use pliers. So after engaging in this activity with the horse multiple times over an unknown span of time, Pinion received fatal internal injuries in one such incident. So I don't think the video necessarily
was the death video,
but it was one of them. It could have been. It could have been. That could have been his last one.
Yeah, there's no proof it wasn't.
Yeah.
Or that it was.
Exactly.
There's good proof that it was him.
Exactly. So the story was reported in the Seattle Times and was one of the paper's most read stories in 2005. It was informally referred to as the Enumclaw horse sex case. Pinion's death rapidly prompted the passing of a bill in Washington prohibiting both sex with animals and the videotaping of such an act. Under current Washington law, bestiality is now a Class C felony.
I'm sure it probably fucking happens a lot there, too. Fucking all those weirdos out there.
Yeah, you could get 5 years. You can get 5 years, up to 5 years for doing an animal.
I agree, you should. Especially if you're penetrating the animal. Then you're fucking psychotic.
Exactly. Here we go. In the 1970s, many statutes criminalized certain sex acts. So in the 1970s, there were a bunch of statutes that criminalized certain sex acts, and they were repealed because they were super old school, and there were certain sex acts that, by today's standards, like oral and anal, aren't really
sodomy
considered.
And things like that,
yeah. Sodomy and...
Well, sodomy back in, like, old English times included everything from, like, buggering a man to also, like, having sex with a sheep. Like, to them, it was like, you're... All of these things are equally fucked up.
Chauncey, stop buggering me where I exit. Oh, fuck. But so they repealed those laws. In Washington, there was this law that was repealed in 1976 that stated that every person who shall carnally know in any manner any animal or bird, or who shall carnally know any male or female person by the anus or with the mouth or tongue, or who shall voluntarily submit to such knowledge, or who shall attempt sexual intercourse with a dead body, shall be guilty of sodomy. So they repealed that.
Oh, yeah, necrophilia as well.
Yeah, so basically, so for anyone that didn't understand that, by repealing the law, they made butt sex and mouth sex legal.
That's what they were going for.
That's what they were going for, but they also made bestiality and necrophilia legal as well.
In an effort to get everyone mouth stuff, they now allowed for animal stuff.
Got to get that cadaverine. What was it? Cadaverine?
Yeah, and putrescine. Putrescine and cadaverol. I can't remember. I have the clips, though. At least I could check
them out. Holy shit. So, yeah. So, bestiality became legal in Washington. We're going to go back to Kenneth. Kenneth worked for Boeing for 8 years. He was married to a woman, had a child with her, moved from Seattle to Washington. Before his death, he was building a new house and a barn, which he planned to keep a horse in. I wonder why. He previously lost the ability to experience certain sensations after he got into a motorcycle accident. So he became involved in, like,
motorcycle accident. I think it's the first rough run-in with the horse. No. Like, I'm so hurt from this motorcycle accident in my guts.
So he probably, like, smashed his tailbone or something, and it, like, numbed his lower half. So he became super into large dildos, fisting, and getting fucked by horses. So he found a group of guys online in the early 2000s nicknamed Zeus. And they began meeting in an undisclosed farm in
the As King- former CIA agents tend to do.
Oh, God. Is there a red dot on my forehead, Patrick? Because you're just fucking... but anyway, so they used to meet for communal weekends. They filmed what they did, and they later on posted it online. Sometimes they would have sex with each other after being fucked by the horses.
As CIA agents tend to do. All kidding aside, it's no fucking wonder that people who do that kind of shit for a living get up to this kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, well, according to the co-writer of the 2007 documentary film Zoo, which I haven't seen. Have you heard of that film?
That's another thing. So this, with Joe Rogan and that documentary, all things I heard on O&A.
Oh, okay.
The first time I heard of any of this stuff was on O&A.
Is Zoo good? Is it worth watching?
I've never seen it. I've literally only heard other people comment on it.
Okay, because
I've enjoyed that commentary. It's certainly good enough to make fun of.
It's a documentary about people who fuck animals.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a zoophilia documentary. It's the premier zoophilia documentary.
That's so fucking gross, man. So, according to one of the co-writers of that of Zoo, his name was Charles Mudidi. I guess I'm pronouncing that terribly, but who cares? The men trained the horses to penetrate them by stripping, applying a horse breeding pheromone, and bending over. In 2015, Mudidi wrote that the men had a sexual fixation on large penises that may have had nothing to do with horses. He also believed that Kenneth didn't truly love horses.
Queens.
Yeah, he believed that he wasn't an actual, like, zoophile, the guy who died.
It's only by chance horses have such big dicks.
Yeah, even though apparently Kenneth had a cast created of the penis of his favorite horse, Strut.
So why keep abusing the animal then?
Exactly. The horse...
Because
he's a fucking
sadist.
So let's... Okay, so we're both in agreement there that this kind of bestiality is animal abuse. We're both in agreement there, right?
100%.
Okay, good. Because that's fucking... It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I have a less of a problem when an animal's fucking a woman for some reason. But again, it's like the same thing with, like, I have more problem with a woman, like a young girl getting molested than I do a guy. Like, some reason, it's not all the same. I would also say, like, any woman who's letting an animal fuck him is like, I genuinely, like I said,
something's wrong with you.
Something's going to kill you. Like, you're so gross, you are bound to die from something. Like, something's going to get you.
All right, well, for me, it's just like if an animal's involved, you know, they don't really know what they're doing. So it's kind of...
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
there's no consent.
Yeah.
It's horribly predatory and creepy and abusive.
Bestiality, pedophilia, same kind of wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Like, you
know. The same, but it's certainly in the same, you're heading in the
spectrum.
Same direction of wrong.
Yeah, it's in the same, like, it's in the same, like if there was, like, a rainbow of wrongness, it would be in the same color
Bestialities is a road stop on the way to pedophilia.
Yeah, exactly. It starts with dogs and it... God, okay, no, I'm gonna stop. So we're going to get to his death now. The incident that killed Kenneth, it occurred at a farm that was 40 acres in King County. I'm assuming the one that they used to meet up in. And they filmed him being penetrated, and he was... He sustained internal injuries, including a perforated colon. He was anonymously dropped off at the Enumclaw Community Hospital.
But fucking some friends.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bunch of cowards.
Go, 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 go. Drop him. It's like, dude, it's like when a fucking, it's like when a
gangster. Dropped him on his ass, too.
It's like when someone gets fucking shot during a robbery.
Yeah. Or when kids are with someone and they overdose, they always do the same fucking
retarded thing. Yeah, exactly.
Just
they roll
them out of a car at a... At a hospital.
At a hospital, they just like, help! Okay, go! So, on July 2nd, 2005, a man asked hospital staff for medical assistance for his companion. Pinion was found dead in the emergency room at 45. The man who brought Pinion, who's Kenneth, into the hospital, disappeared by the time hospital staff came to contact him. So, apparently he died of acute peritonitis... due to the perforation of the colon. And the death was ruled accidental.
Well, the horse didn't mean to kill him.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The horse had no ill will towards this man.
I swear, I didn't do it. I didn't mean to. Oh, God. So we're going to just... While we're at his death, I figured we would go back to Al the Medic. Because I had her suffer... through talking about this shit.
That could be a new fetish. It's just making a cute-sounding doctor talk about horrible, horrible shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like, her being made uncomfortable is fantastic.
Yeah, you could, I don't know. It's really funny, because, like, I know her, and I know her and her husband, and they're both pretty fucking... I don't want to say.
If she agreed to talk about this, she's cool.
Exactly, they're cool as fuck. So I might have him on the show as well. So, but yeah, let's hear what Al the Medic has to say about Mr. Hands.
So in the case of Mr. Hands, for this gentleman, the actual cause of death was peritonitis. So that's an infection of the peritoneum, which is a layer of tissue encasing basically all the abdominal organs, and that infection is caused just by bacteria in the peritoneum. So, in his case, what caused that was bowel perforation. So, what's bowel perforation? Basically, ripping of the bowel, so ripping of the intestine. And how does it cause infection? Basically, from bowel contents, aka stool, leaking out of the intestines. So, there's no shortage of bacteria and poop.
Did you, speaking of ripping the intestine, do you ever read Chuck Palahniuk's stuff?
The name sounds familiar.
The guy that wrote Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
He has this book called Haunted, and I have to talk... Oh, God. Okay, I have to talk about this. So people apparently... So Haunted is basically this book where it's this arcing story of a bunch of writers that are, like, locked in this retreat, and they have to write a story. And I guess sprinkled throughout the book are the different short stories. So there's one called Guts, which he read at some chapters and some book places, and people were passing out because it was so disgusting. But basically, it's just like a weird short story about, like, I don't know if it's the same kid or two different kids just experimenting with their, like, dicks and butts. And it's, like, really weird. But the story that made people pass out is basically this kid sits at the bottom of his pool and starts jerking off so he can go pearl diving. And when he swims back to the top, he feels something, like, tugging on him.
Oh, God.
And he's like, oh.
It's like a cartoon.
It's like a snake's got me. So he bites through it, and he notices the vitamin that he swallowed earlier and realizes that it was his fucking intestine.
Yeah, that's always like,
That's just a Monday. Just another Monday.
It does nothing for me. I just like that gore. It's the same thing as, like, the gross outsides. Like, that would have just, like, been nice and shocking when I was, like, 13 or 14, but it's just like, What's the point? What's the point? That's just silly to me. That's like the thing a cartoon character would do. Like, I can imagine Cartman biting his own asshole apart. Like, it's just like that. I'm more offended that people are grossed out by that. That they take that seriously and are like imagining it so vividly. Like it couldn't fucking happen as described.
Well, I mean, for all we know, like every single person that fainted was like a church lady. You know,
yeah,
oh, Lord!
People who go to book readings.
Thud. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know, the bacteria multiplies, the immune system works to fight it off, but in the case of Mr. Hands, the severity of the infection and the intensity of his, you know, that his body was working to fight it ultimately just led to organ failure and death. So potentially that was expedited by internal bleeding from bowel perforation as well. The bowel is about 5 feet long, so that's the large intestine, and the small intestine is about 20 feet. And that's not just like, you know, haphazardly bundled into the abdomen like your friggin' earbuds. There's something called the mesentery. It helps hold it in place. So even though it moves like a little bit, like say side to side, front to back, it maintains the same rough shape overall. So, you know, it moves to accommodate stool and gas, you know, whatever's moving through it. But obviously a horse cock is far larger and firmer than anything it was really meant to accommodate. The rectum, which is like the terminal section of bowel, like between your butthole and there's like roughly a 90 degree turn to the left, is only about 6 inches long. So like from your anus to where it turns, it's straight, but after that it's, you know, a sharp turn, and it, you know, it keeps looping through after that. So like just because of the anatomy, there's a huge risk of bowel perforation there, and there's even a potential that Mr. Hands suffered multiple bowel perforations. Like say for example, there's a perforation like at that curve just within the anus, but if say the horse's dick like fully ripped through bowel there, it could even have penetrated further into like another loop of bowel sitting past that.
Oh fuck.
So my understanding in this case is that Mr. Hands also had some companions who were participating in the same sex acts, but obviously survived. But one reason he might have been more prone to bowel perforation versus any of his companions would be potentially diverticulitis, which is a disease of the large bowel where there's little like diversions or pouches that grow in the bowel wall.
His friends just pretended to get fucked by the horse. You know, like when someone someone pretends to swallow something and they like move it down the side of their face. They're just like.
He only saw it from behind like a screen, yeah, like a silk screen.
Exactly. He just saw a silhouette, but it was just like perspective. That's how all of his friends survived it.
So it basically just weakens the bowel wall. And also if he had, you know, done this multiple times, you know, he could have had bowel perforation the very first time that he was penetrated by the horse. But obviously if he's going back and doing it again and again, it's just going to make that hole bigger, or potentially cause worse holes. So, you know, he, on the day he died, it might not have even been from being sodomized by a horse that day. It could have been, you know, a week or two earlier and then perforated bowel, and it took that long just for the infection to brew and become so bad that it actually became fatal for him.
Did she say brew?
There's other ways potentially that getting sodomized by a horse could kill you, but they're just way less likely. They would probably require comorbidities to happen. Like a generally healthy person probably wouldn't die from being sodomized by a horse once, unless they were particularly small.
Oh, I'm in the clear.
But, you know, say for example, you have an abdominal aortic aneurysm, which is, the aorta is basically the biggest artery in the body. It comes directly off the heart. It's got branches that carry blood to the arms and legs, but it's just, it's the biggest branch off of the heart, carrying blood away from the heart. So that huge thick artery is, comes off the heart, travels basically straight down the abdomen, and then splits into two branches to deliver blood to the legs. But an aneurysm is basically weakening of a blood vessel wall. So a not uncommon condition is called an abdominal aortic aneurysm. So an aneurysm in the abdominal section of the aorta. And for example, somebody who had this, if they were sodomized by a horse, they would be really prone to this aneurysm rupturing, and then they would die almost instantly by blood loss just from the pure volume of blood pumping through the aorta.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, don't get sodomized by a horse. You know, you could even just pass out from the anal stimulation and get trampled by it. There's lots of ways that could be hazardous.
Yeah, words to live by, eh? Hey, Patrick, don't get sodomized by a horse.
Yeah, that's victim blaming, it sounds like to me.
Thanks, Al, the medic. That was awesome. We actually learned a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. That's fascinating. It does genuinely help to have a real medical expert instead of just, like, pulling shit out of your ass that you've heard over the years.
Exactly, which is what I mostly do. That's my job! So we're going to just talk quickly about the investigation. After he died, the authorities used his driver's license to find some sort of relative or acquaintance. Early news reports stated that the authorities used surveillance camera footage to track down his companion. And let's see what else we got here. The police tracked down the farm, which was known in zoophile internet chat rooms as a destination for people who wanted to have sex with livestock, and seized hundreds of hours of videotapes of men engaging in bestiality. Just men.
Yeah, of course.
No girls allowed!
In this country, yeah. I think you go one country to the south, it would be quite a different story.
To quote a podcast, boys, 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 boys. Oh, Christ. So Charles Mudede, the guy who co-wrote Zoo, he wrote this in The Stranger. It was only after Pinion died, when law enforcement looked for one way to punish his associates, that the legality of bestiality in Washington state became an issue. The prosecutor's office wanted to charge Tate with animal abuse, but the police found no evidence of abused animals on the many videotapes they collected from his home.
Why isn't just penetrating an animal full stop?
He's clearly abusing the horse. Nope, it finished. It finished. Yeah. It had a good time.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting. But here's the funny, like, isn't that, that's really interesting though, how basically this guy dying from getting sodomized by a horse is what pushed, like, the legality of bestiality into...
It's affected hundreds of, if not thousands of people's lives, I'm sure. Like, that he has changed the course of many people's history.
Yeah, basically, there's just some guy at home with his chicken, and then he's watching the news, and he has to have that awkward talk with the chicken. It's not me. It's not you. It's me.
And then they say, phew, we don't have to worry. We live in Germany.
Oh, God. Oh, man. So, I think that's good. I think we might just wrap it up. Let me just see what else I got here, if I got anything else.
No fooling. I got a bit of a tummy ache after all this rotten guts talk. Yeah, it's like I'm getting sympathy pains.
Yeah, like most of the time we run like about an hour 10, but I think today we're just going to maybe just keep it at a tight 45. I'm going to go home and watch some more Sopranos because you fucking ruined my life.
Yeah, it's addictive.
It's so good. Come on, these fucking gabagool. Come on, we got gabagool. Come on. Yeah, well.
A little bit of that sweet sausage.
A little bit of sweet sausage. fucking, oh man, his son really does look like him. It's like in real life.
Oh yeah, he's playing him in the.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good reason why anyone and everyone should watch or rewatch The Sopranos and Deadwood, because of those two made for TV HBO movies coming out soon.
Yeah, if you suffered through all of Arrested Development again, you can enjoy something good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody, and that's the Internet Wasteland. Have a good night.